What it do, baby? Yes, sir. It's the Zoo Yorker. And you know what that means. I'm your boy, Big Zoo, a.k.a. Edar Zooman, coming to you right here on April 18th, 2024. That, of course, is a Thursday for those of you keeping track of those types of things. And appreciate y'all for being here. Thank you so much. And if you wouldn't mind, please click that subscribe button, that follow button, and if you would be so inclined to do so, leave yourself, or leave me, a 5-star review. That helps a lot with getting eyes onto the podcast, with getting just some more, you know, listeners over here and getting some word out on this thing of ours. Appreciate y'all doing so. Appreciate y'all being here through the first 2 episodes now of the Zoo Yorker. And if you feel so inclined to, follow me on Twitter at ZooBeard77. That is ZOOBEARD77 on the Twitter machine, the X machine, the Elon Musk machine, whatever it is that you choose to call the Twitter machine nowadays. I still call it the Twitter machine. Just get on there and holla at your boy. Because I know y'all got some thoughts here. I know y'all got some thoughts because I laid it down yesterday. Yeah, I know the Yankees were on a 3-game losing streak. I know that game yesterday was looking real, real rough. Real rough into that 9th inning. I mean, we're talking about a 1-hitter for most of the afternoon yesterday. And by hell or high waters, the Yankees were able to get those bats going. And they were able to win that game. And boy, oh boy, did that feel good to see. Because I know that everybody was out with the pitchforks. The mob was ready to come out. Oh, how could you get swept by the Blue Jays? A 4-game losing streak. See, I told you guys this was the same old Yankee team from last year. No, they are not. This is a completely different team. This is a team that is going for it. They are. Period. End of sentence. You can tell yourself whatever it is that you like, but what the Yankees have put together in this offseason is a team that in 2024 is going for it in MLB. That's what it looks like. When you bring in Juan Soto, you brought him in for exactly what he did yesterday, and that is standing out there late in games and getting on pitchers' nerves. And I'm not talking about, like, angering guys. I'm not talking about, you know, putting guys, making guys want to throw at you. I'm talking about this guy is standing in there, staring pitchers down as the best hitter in baseball with the best eye, hands down, in all of professional baseball. And he's saying to them, every time a ball goes by, he's going, oh, that ain't it. Giving a little shimmy, going right back, little shimmy, right back, all of a sudden cranks a home run. That's what you need. You need that little bit of flair. And listen, that's not always going to work. It's not like it's not a foolproof system where every time Juan Soto's doing a shimmy, he's going to hit a bomb. That's not how it works. But Juan Soto doing that shimmy is getting into these guys' heads. It's getting him walks. It's getting him pitches to hit. And I got to be honest with you, it's exactly what this Yankee team needs from their superstar. Especially when you see what Aaron Judge has done this year. And I know the Hyenas were ready to jump on Judge yesterday. I know everybody was ready to get on him. Another slow start to the year. Another game where he was 0-for-4 and a series where he was going to go 0-for-the-series. And all of a sudden, what does he do? He comes in Captain Clutch. Because that's who Aaron Judge is. Even when he's not at his best, even when he's not 100%, he is still that dude for the New York Yankees. And you stick a guy like Juan Soto in front of him, you're just going to see Aaron Judge continue to get better and better opportunities at the plate with guys on in front of him. I mean, it's that simple. And I get it, hasn't looked great for Judge so far this year. So there have to be some questions. There have to be some, why is this happening? And, I mean, is he injured? It's possible, I'm sure. I'm sure he still could be dealing with some of that oblique from before the season that we heard about. I'm sure he could be dealing with some of that toe still from last year. Who knows how that recovered? Who knows what he, is still lingering. If there is still anything lingering there, and if there is, then the Yankees need to do him the favor of placing him on the IL and making sure that he has that time to get healthy. Otherwise, you're going to have a compromised Aaron Judge for the entirety of this season, and it's not going to make a difference who the heck is batting in front of him, behind him, or anywhere in between in that lineup, because he is going to have struggles, just simply because his body is not going to be able to stay up for this entire season. If you're telling me second, third week of April, he already has problems. You got to deal with that quickly, if that is the issue. Now, I don't think it is, because I don't think they would let Judge be out there at this point. I don't think they would allow him to continue to go out there if he was hurt. I mean, we've seen how they monitor him in the past. It's not one of these things where they let Judge play through too many injuries, especially in April. That's not how the Yankees work. So I would be absolutely shocked if you were to sit here in May or in June and tell me that Aaron Judge has had toe issues since last season, or an oblique issue stretching back to spring training. Because if that comes out, then the Yankees are going to have even bigger issues. But like I said, I don't think that's the problem. I think Aaron simply was in a place where he just wasn't performing earlier on this year. I don't think he had a great spring. I don't think, clearly he had a good start to the season. We're seeing it with Francisco Lindor in Queens. This is just what happens to great players sometimes. And think back to when Aaron Judge hit those 62 home runs. Did he have 10 home runs in the first 3 weeks? I don't even think he had 10 home runs in April, although he might have got there, because that last week he hit about 6 or 7. I remember, because I had Madden Fantasy that year, and we killed it. But that's not the point. He was able to go out there, and after an awful start to that season, he was able to put together one of the greatest power-hitting seasons. And you know what? Hitting season, period, that we have ever seen in professional baseball, whether it be in America, Japan, across the world. It was one of the greatest hitting seasons you will ever see for anyone. That's what Aaron Judge is still capable of doing this year. We've seen it. So to get on him, to have these doubts this early on about the man who has done so much for this franchise, I get it. He hasn't performed in the playoffs, and people want to get on him, and people can't wait to get on him. But the thing is, you can't keep killing him this early on in the season. You can't be waiting for the shoe to drop when you're the Yankees, because this isn't last year's team. They're showing you that each and every time they come out, and we want to devalue wins. I heard some guy last night talking about the Yankees and how, oh, their only series that they swept was the Houston Astros. And look at the Houston Astros now. They're not playing too great. Well, you know what? The Houston Astros are still one of the best teams coming into this year from the American League. The Houston Astros still have a culture of winning. So taking down a team like that to start the season the way the Yankees did is very impressive still, regardless of how the Houston Astros season ends up turning out. And it's even more impressive, granted, that the Yankees are having themselves an incredible start to this 2024 campaign as they continue to keep the ship righted. They come home for a massive, massive series now with the Tampa Bay Rays, with a lot of implications around it. You're going to have a big crowd there on Saturday for John Sterling Day. You are going to have big crowds there Friday and Sunday as well, because you're playing the Rays and people are going to show out. This has been the rivalry of the last couple of years. Let's see what they got. This is a big series for the Yankees right here. You can get the pass on the Toronto series loss because it's on the road. They didn't get blown out in any of those games. It was just one of those series where that's baseball, Susan. It's one of those stretches where that's baseball, Susan. And I think it takes us a little while to get into the stretch of, oh, okay, yeah, nobody goes 160-2. Nobody goes 120-42. Nobody goes 110-52. That's just not normal. So there are going to be a lot of losses. There are going to be down periods. I think it takes us a little while to get into that mindset for baseball. But Yankee fans, I hope you guys have taken this moment to realize that a 3-game losing streak in April is not the end of the world. So Let's dust ourselves off. Let's get ready to head down to the stadium for an eventful, fun, emotional weekend that is going to take place versus the Rays at the stadium. And be loud. Be proud. Cheer these guys on. Get behind them. Because you know why? They're going to be playing deep into October this year. And getting a win like yesterday is just another statement for them to prove to everybody they're not the same team that you've seen the past couple of years. They're not just going to lay down and die. They're not just going to lay down and let teams run all over them and get sweeps here and there and build their name off of beating the Yankees. That's not who this 2024 team is. They got some pride in them. They got a little sense of urgency. They got a little sense of, And you know what? I respect it. Now the three-game losing streak is over. We can get back to business, and we can watch these New York Yankees continue on that trajectory as the best team in the American League. I will not be shaken by any three-game losing streaks in April, that's for sure. I will continue to sit here, and I will continue to sing the praises of this New York Yankees team because I believe them to be that damn good. About last night, as we move on from the Yankees there and we pivot over here to the happenings around New York sports and the concurring sporting world. And let's start out where all great things start out, and that is, of course, Eastern Queens, Flushing to be exact. And we shall check in on those Metropolitans who came into yesterday on a heater there, winning 9 of 12. And beating up on the Pittsburgh Pirates once again to get a sweep over them. Head out to LA, winning 10 of 13 and being two games above 500 after an 0-5 start. And I got to be honest, most impressive thing about that 500 right there for me, or two games over 500, I should say, give them their full credit, is that it is April 17th when that occurred. Today's of course April 18th, but they won that game to get over two games over 500 on April 17th. They were dead to Waters 3 weeks earlier. They were done. Their season was over. I mean, there were very few people that were looking at that start and saying to themselves, oh yeah, they're going to rattle off 10 of their next 13 and get themselves to two games over 500. It's absolutely incredible when you think about it. But that's the New York Mets for you. And they continue to do their thing. And like I said, they're heading out to Cali this week. They're going to be taking on the Dodgers and the Giants. A very, very tough test. But they had a very tough test on the road last time and in a much more dire spot. Where you're sitting at 1-5, taking on Cincinnati, the emerging Reds, and then heading down to Atlanta to take on the Braves, who are the best team in the history of baseball, if you ask some people. This is just one of those opportunities for the Mets to continue to solidify who they are, and that's a gritty team. That's a team that's going to work. That's a team that's going to do all the dirty work. Diving, making plays in the field, stealing any base that they can. And I gotta be honest, as a Met fan, I love it. I love seeing how they play. I love how this team is starting to come together. And I know it's early on in the season, but we are getting a decent sample size at this point. And I'm really happy with what I'm seeing from this Mets team. Just like I'm thrilled with what I'm seeing from the Yankees. Both of these New York baseball teams couldn't have hit their stride better coming out of the gates. Well, I mean, the Mets probably could have. 0-5 is a pretty tough start out of the gate. It's a trip, some would say, but, you know, they got it together and they got back to respectability very, very quick, which is also a testament to Carlos Mendoza, who I have not mentioned, but wow. I mean, talk about a start to your managerial career. 0-5 to 10-8. In the span of less than 20 games, that's a hell of a job. That's a hell of a job for Mendy. Hopefully we can, hopefully he can keep things on the winning side of that, and not slip back into any of those 0-5 stretches. But at least you know he has the resiliency to bring teams back from, I mean, what seems like the debt at certain parts of the beginning of this year. But the Mets continue their hot streak. Like I said, they're going out west. Big opportunities there. Big opportunities for the Isles to make a statement last night. They take on the Penguins, smacking the Penguins. Well, not really smacking them, but putting it on them. 5-4, finishing off their season right before they take on the Hurricanes in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, which begins Saturday at 5 p.m. We finally have our hockey playoff times. Isles, Canes from Carolina, from Raleigh, will be, like I said, Saturday at 5 p.m. And the Rangers and Capitals will be Sunday at 3 p.m., emanating from Madison Square Garden. So it will be a very, very busy weekend at the Garden, as the Knicks will also be playing. That will be on Saturday, of course. And, woof, I just want to take a look at these two series here. Isles, Canes, Rangers, Capitals. Just looking at them, just feeling what I'm feeling. And that's typically how I like to make predictions. Not bets or anything like that, but when I'm making just predictions, I like to see how I'm feeling about it. And just looking at these two series, I'm going to be honest with you. I think we're going to get Isles Rangers in the second round. Period. End of sentence. I just think we are on a crash course for Isles Rangers second round series 2024. And some of you might be calling me crazy because of how good Carolina is and how much Carolina is, quote unquote, going for it this year. And they are. They made some trades. They made some things happen. But the Isles are the hottest team, I think, right now in the Eastern Conference. And if they're not the hottest, they are one of them. They are playing their best hockey of the season. Patrick Waugh, ever since coming in, has continued to put his stamp more and more on this team. And I think they're playing about as good of Patrick Waugh hockey as they could for this season right now. So, with that being said, I'm going to take Isles in 6 over to Canes, and I'm going to go Rangers in 4 over to Capitals. And I think we have ourselves a fun little couple of weeks traveling back and forth between Madison Square Garden and UBS. It'll be the first time, I believe, in 30 years that these teams are going to be playing each other, or would be playing each other. Let's say, you know, there's a little knock on wood for you there. You know, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that's the only way I see this going down. Everybody's been on Carolina. Everybody's all over Carolina. Everybody's doubting on the Islanders. Not me. I'm not going to take the bait. Give me the Isles over the Canes. Rangers over the Capitals. And that all begins this weekend. And you know what else begins this weekend? Oh, yes. Like I said, the Knicks and the NBA playoffs. And last night was the Eastern Conference's side of the play-in games, where we had the Sixers and the Heat, and we had the Hawks taking on the Bulls. Now, the Hawks, they got worked out by Chicago last night. I mean, woof. I haven't seen a team get killed like that in the playoffs in a while. I mean, to be fair, the Knicks and a lot of teams actually get crushed like that in the playoffs. But the Bulls really put it on the Hawks. And there are points in this game where I'm watching, I'm going, what happened to Trae Young, man? And I'm not one of these people that chants, you know, F Trae Young or Trae Young sucks, because as a Knicks fan, I feel like we're above that. I feel like as a franchise, we should be above things like that. I think that's childish. I think that's a very small basketball IQ type of stuff. And this is a very high basketball IQ city. So when you have people that say stupid-ass things like that, it typically ticks me off. But I'm watching this game last night, and I'm like, damn, what has happened to this dude? He does not look the same. I'm not sure if he needs a change of scenery. I'm not sure if he needs something else. To me, it would seem like Trae Young might be the next superstar in the NBA on the move. I'm not sure where he ends up. I have seen San Antonio a little bit. But I don't think Trae Young is back in Atlanta next season. And maybe that's for the better for him. But I'll just tell you, from my eyes last night, he looked like Dookie Shoes. And you never want to look like Dookie Shoes out there, because you can never get that Dookie out of your shoe once you step in it. But anyway, the Bulls did win that game, and they did look good, so shout out to them. They will be taking on, a little drum roll, thank you, sir. The Bulls are taking on the Heat on Friday night because the Heat blew it in the second half as the 76ers beat them 105-104. The Sixers move on to take on the Knicks in the 2-7 series. Woo, baby! That series will begin Saturday at 6 p.m. I just want to, before we dive into any of this, we're going to do a real deep dive on Saturday. But for right now, I want to just give immediate thoughts. I know a lot of people are scared of matchups. I know the Sixers are not your typical 7 seed. They have an MVP in Joel Embiid, a man who leads the league in scoring at will. They have a man in Tyrese Maxey, who has shown himself to not only be a competent point guard in the NBA, but to be an elite one, an all-star level one, and a guy who can go out and score 50 on any given night. So the Sixers have some stars. But the New York Knicks have shown everything this season. They have shown you everything that you could possibly ask from them. They are dogs. They work their asses off. When they're hit with adversity, they bounce back, and they don't just bounce back. They figure out how to work at a high level while bouncing back. This is a team that is deserving of the respect of being a 2 seed. Right now, I've seen online, I've seen some people tweeting out that the Knicks are actually underdogs in this series. If you are a betting person, get some money on the Knicks, because that is absolute blasphemy. Again, I'll say it again, the Sixers are an elite level 7 seed, but the Sixers are a 7 seed for a reason, and it's not just because their superstar got hurt, because the Knicks lost a superstar too. The Knicks lost a star too, not the same level as Joel Embiid, who's an MVP, but the Knicks lost a perennial all-star in Julius Randle, a guy who handled a lot of their scoring, and a person that when he went down, everybody believed this team's season was about to torpedo to a point where they were going to be hanging on for dear life to stay in the playoff mix. That didn't happen. They thrived. So do you know what that tells you? That tells you this team works. That tells you this team fits together. That tells you this team has figured it out on a different level. Not just a temporary level, but on a level that can sustain and can push forward. And I believe in what this Knicks team is going. I believe what my eyes are telling me with this Knicks team. I'm not just going to try to overthink myself. I'm not going to put emotion into this of the past. I'm just looking at what this team has shown me. And my eyes do not lie. This is a very, very, very good basketball team. And they are deserving of more than just being passed over in the first round for an underachieving Philadelphia 76ers team. And I will say this before we go any further. If the Knicks lose this series, that's a step back for this franchise, and that's a step back for this team specifically. They cannot lose. They will not lose. But we'll get more into the Knicks on Saturday as we preview that game, that series, and might have ourselves a fun little guest to join us for that as well. Before I do get moving on today, though, I want to mention one thing. Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors, he was the player that was, of course, suspended for gambling on his own prop bets and actually betting against himself, which I mean, is crazy. But he has been suspended for life from the NBA, so we have now seen what the NBA will do to you if you mess around and bet on some of these games. This is a very strong verdict, and I think one that's going to have, I don't want to say ramifications down the line, but I think it's going to definitely, if every player wasn't paying attention prior, they will be now for sure. And they have their attention, so to speak. I think everybody is going to be a lot more mindful of what they're doing if and when they are gambling. And with that being said, I must now bid you all adieu. So if you would not mind, please hit that subscribe, that follow. That's how you will find out when these episodes first go up online every single day. I, of course, am your humble host, Ed R. Zuman, Big Zoo. Hit me up on social media, on Twitter, X, Elon Musk Machine, ZooBeard77. Holla at me whenever you feel like it. I'll be your Huckleberry. To steal a line from my guy, Keith McPherson. Alright, but in all honesty, I will catch you guys tomorrow. We are going to have a fun little episode. I got a little treat for you guys, a little John Sterling tribute. But until then, my good people, I must bid you adieu. This has been the Zoo Yorker. I am Ed R. Zuman. Like I said, click that follow and subscribe. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace!